Some people joining. We're going to get started in a couple minutes. Give people some time to join the spaces. I'm going to put on some of this elevator music in the meantime. So enjoy. Doesn't seem to be working. So I'm going to just maybe do it the old-fashioned way. Put some Spotify on. and then we'll get people coming into the space with and then we'll get them coming up on stage. All right, we have James, Eric. Welcome, guys.
Hey.
Hey guys, how's it going?
We have Aaron from Osmosis. Gonna bring him in here. All right. We have a pretty.
Hello. How's it going?
Hey Aaron, it's going well. How are things?
Good. Are you traveling right now? Are you in Toronto?
I am in Toronto. Yes.
Cool.
I guess I just doxed my location, but that's okay.
Oh,
that's a big city. It's a big city. That's okay. I mean, you know, I do love privacy, but all good. All right, we have Shane from Stargaze, so that's great. And then I think we're just waiting on DYDX. So Nathan should be joining us any moment now. All right. Looking forward to this discussion. Okay, we have one more request. Okay, perfect. We have DYDX joining. I assume that's Nathan. Hello, DYDX account. All right. Let's maybe give them a moment. And then... I have maybe like 20 seconds or so of some elevator music, so people can enjoy that. And then we'll get started.
Are you able to re-enable the elevator music after you start speaking?
So I'm trying to re-enable it, but it's not working.
I don't think it's...
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, Nathan's on there.
Oh, okay. We got Nathan. Okay.
Yep, I'm right here.
All right. I will stop with the DJing, and I think we can get ready to roll. Hey, Nathan, and hey, everybody, for... coming out. Really excited to have this spaces discussion. It's been a very exciting couple weeks in Cosmos. It's been a couple exciting weeks in the ecosystem. We obviously went live with native USDC on Noble. And so what that means is users now able to directly mint and redeem USDC, native USDC, using Noble, and obviously IBC out that to any app chain in the ecosystem. Very exciting to see that Kujira is actually the main sort of hub right now with, I think it's a few hundred thousand sort of dollars of native USDC liquidity that people have been sort of leveraging, tapping into, but just the beginning. There's going to be exciting things happening this week. Maybe Aaron, you know, from the Osmosis side can speak to a little bit about that later on. But before we get started, why don't we just do a round of introductions? So your name, maybe just like very, very brief, like less than 10 second background, your role, and what do you work on? So what does your app chain do? And I guess if you're from Circle, you're not necessarily building an app chain, but you can maybe just quickly kind of give an explanation of where you're the project that you're representing. So I'm going to throw it over to Eric to go first because he's the one that I see first on my screen. So Eric, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, hey guys, this is Eric from Injective Labs. So Injective Labs is a core contributor to Injective, which is a blockchain built for financial developers.
Awesome. Nathan, do you want to go ahead?
Hi, everybody. Yeah, this is Nathan from the DYDX account. I run marketing at DYDX, and we're just here to show support for Noble.
Awesome. Thanks, Nathan. And then Shane, do you want to go ahead?
Yeah. Hey, guys. I'm Shane from Stargaze. And Stargaze is kind of the main NFT platform on Cosmos. And I've been building in Cosmos since around 2018 or so.
Awesome. And then James, do you want to give a quick intro for everybody?
Yeah, definitely. So hey, everyone. My name is James Hank. I work on the stablecoin team at Circle. So mostly focused on multi-chain expansion and have had the great fortune of working with the Noble team on bringing USDC to Cosmos.
Amazing. And then last but certainly not least, Aaron from the Osmosis team.
Thanks, Yelena. Yeah, Aaron from the Osmosis Labs team, and Osmosis Labs is the core development team that's building out Osmosis, and Osmosis is largely the primary DEX in the Cosmos ecosystem, and obviously aiming to be an even greater DEX for the entire crypto space.
Exciting. And then, Aaron, I intentionally had you sort of go last because I just want to highlight that as of earlier today, we had the Osmosis proposal, a governance proposal, pass with overwhelming support. I think one of the least contested, most kind of vanilla proposals we've had in recent memory, kind of in Cosmos governance pass. And this proposal has native USDC sort of be officially adopted as sort of the native stablecoin, the kind of canonical stablecoin that of USDC. So, you know, sort of recognizing the difference, of course, between the native asset, the native USDC versus something like, you know, bridged USDC. So, you know, very exciting to see that go live, very exciting to have that pass and onwards. So, okay, we're going to get right into it. This Twitter space will run for about 45 minutes. We're obviously already a few minutes in, so about 6:45 Eastern Standard Time. We're going to have some time also for a Q&A. So do stick around to ask a question at the very end. But until then, we'll kind of get into some of the planned questions. Okay, so for the first question, I want to throw it out to more of the development teams, you know, that are building app chains, so not necessarily kind of on the issuer side. But I wanted to get an understanding. So this is an open question, but describe some of the liquidity challenges that your app chain has had historically, and how, you know, sort of native USDC kind of issued by Noble kind of helps to solve these challenges. You know, particularly interested personally from the injective and sort of the Osmosis side, but I think this is a fair question to anybody. So open floor.
Yeah, I think from the Osmosis side and probably general Cosmos DeFi is that there is some hesitance to hop into DeFi when there isn't a robust and trusted centralized stablecoin such as USDC. So formerly we've been kind of sticking with the bridged over Axelar USDC from Ethereum and USDT as well. And obviously there is now the Kava USDT, which is great, but it's also great to have competition, right? But now that we've kind of coincidentally had two of the most robust and powerful stablecoins out there launch right around the same month, I think this is going to like open the doors for Cosmos DeFi. It's going to bring that confidence. And also like the backing of Circle kind of shows that there is not just user-based confidence, but also institutional confidence.
Yeah, I think the institutional piece and the confidence that comes along with that will be something that we can chat about. And, you know, I'm actually very curious actually from the Circle side of things on kind of what that means. But maybe before then, Eric, do you have kind of insight into sort of historical challenges with sort of attracting kind of users and liquidity to kind of the injective kind of chain and kind of what is sort of like going to become sort of unlocked in kind of the near future?
Yeah, I would say like this is kind of like a two-pronged challenge for, you know, like a new chain or more like a self-sovereign chain trying to attract user base. When they could have went with, you know, roll-up applications, et cetera, that are co-located within, you know, their asset hub. Let's take Ethereum as an example, right? Oftentimes, like for Injective's case, we try to address this by having like an internal bridge to tie the security of the bridge itself with the chain itself, so it's symmetrical. But obviously, you know, the native issuance is not only, you know, like a significant improvement in security, but more importantly, a significant improvement in user experience. So this means that, you know, through CCTP and through, you know, a lot of bridge partners like Wormhole, all the USDC assets from all the, you know, chains, practically speaking, become unanimous and basically creates this, you know, like a uniformal settlement asset that doesn't, you know, witness any type of liquidity fragmentation.
Yeah, I can talk a little bit about it from the context of Stargaze as well. So as an NFT platform, so far Stargaze has operated with a single staking token, and that kind of you know, it's really nice. It keeps things very simple, but we also run into liquidity issues. There's also issues when you know, minting is done with the same asset. It creates buy pressure, but it also creates a lot of sell pressure. Because especially when you have a popular mint, there are people that would, you know, start selling at the lead up to the mint, right? And then the creators also would probably sell afterwards, right? So it's really good to have a stable coin, just another option there for people to come and mint with, and an asset that has deeper liquidity.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from the DYDX perspective. I mean, obviously, Nathan, not to put you on the spot or anything, but I think you're pretty aware that the entire ecosystem is very excited for, you know, V4 and, you know, seeing DYDX sort of make that transition and obviously kind of showcase the qualities of sort of the stack, right? The everything from obviously consensus and then, you know, from, you know, interoperability on the IBC side of things. And I guess I'd just love to understand kind of, you know, stepping back from the DYDX perspective, sort of like what kind of native UCC as like a preferred collateral kind of means for your users and kind of your platform and really how you see this sort of shaping out, you know, for V4, you know, whether and what that experience looks like.
Yeah, definitely. So USDC is the collateral that DYDX uses for the entirety of our exchange. So from a user experience standpoint, obviously, we're bringing users with us that have been with us on L2 Ethereum, other users from outside of the Cosmos ecosystem as well. So just from a user experience standpoint, not having to worry about bridging USDC or buying it on another chain and then figuring out how to get it onto Cosmos just makes life much easier for our users. And especially when it comes to a perps decks like us, where you have to be able to trade quickly, react to volatile markets, this is just very important for our user base in general, which is very sophisticated. So we're obviously very excited about the fact that this is happening.
Awesome. I'm going to actually pass it over to the Circle team. We have a couple of folks joining. Obviously, James introduced himself. And then I think we have from the Circle account, Sam, who heads up community and ecosystem growth over at Circle. But I'd love to understand kind of from your guys' perspective, like what have you observed, right, within the Cosmos ecosystem and the sort of ongoing kind of need for, like, you know, native UCC issuance and the fact that this will be fulfilled? I guess I'm just curious what you guys are actually excited for, or at least what are some of the things that you're looking forward to, or at least working with, you know, for example, the chains that are represented here, whether that's Injective or DYDX, or of course, you know, many others that are in the ecosystem. Just would kind of love that to get your take on, you know, this historical liquidity challenge and sort of like what now you know, obviously is going to be enabled and just general progress there.
Yeah, no, I can take that. I'll say from the Circle side that we've been tracking the Cosmos ecosystem pretty closely for some time. We've been really impressed by the developer activity, the mindshare, you know, how the developer and community is building technologies that are now becoming more and more relevant for the entire crypto space. So that's like generally IBC and, you know, thinking about cross-chain communication like well in advance. So it's been an ecosystem that we've been very eager to partner more closely with. And then, yeah, speaking about like the specific applications, you know, Osmosis, DYDX, Injective, Stargaze, like the idea of building out specific app chains that let you deliver more on user experience and ultimately just create a better user experience for a lot of users and just try to maximize overall adoption of crypto. You know, for USDC, we really care about maximizing our own access to lots of different users and developers. And so it was a natural fit for us for where to focus our time, along with many other ecosystems across the entire crypto space.
Yeah.
And I was just going to say, just to add on to what James said, I think, you know, from our perspective, one of the unique advantages that I think that we have working at Circle is the ability for us to travel around the world and meet face to face with developers right where they are and listen to what their challenges and needs are. And as James said, it, you know, we've definitely been following this ecosystem, and it's clear that there are a lot of strong builders. Shout out to Brian Dorahack's team that you know, we've been working with closely as well with various events and hackathons throughout the past you know, I think the 8 to 10 months. It's been really impressive to see the growth, and so we're excited to be able to have this strong relationship with this ecosystem. Absolutely.
That's great. And I'll actually give a little bit of like context from the Noble perspective. Obviously, we're hosting this Spaces, so, you know, I'm playing the role of the moderator. But just to jump in sort of, you know, briefly, the way that Noble is really kind of looking at, obviously, this initiative and, you know, bringing USDC to Cosmos and then in the future, sort of other similar initiatives, is we're really sort of an ambassador for kind of what Circle is bringing to, in this case, to crypto, which is USDC, right? So really making sure that every kind of app chain that, you know, is currently building in Cosmos, every future sort of project that decides to, you know, make the switch or build a net new project, you know, we really want to make sure that when they make that decision or when they decide to make that transition, they have these sort of guarantees, like a stable kind of, you know, immediate sort of access, you know, kind of liquidity rails to something like native USDC, and really making sure that there is that sort of champion and that ambassador for more of the, call it, issuer kind of ecosystem in Cosmos is like really needed, I think, right? Because I think up until now, and maybe Aaron can actually jump in here, app chains have had to sort of think of this like independently, right? And so as the ecosystem grows, and right now we have about 55 projects, sort of 55 chains with their own independent validator set, and obviously, you know, building their own kind of unique application or product or whatever it might be, instead of each of those 55 projects thinking about that independently for themselves, you can sort of have that coordination mechanism sort of perhaps fall on something like a Noble, right? And so that's really what happened with the USDC story. And we're obviously very excited with the, you know, current sort of roadmap on that. But as we grow and as we look at hundreds of app chains, thousands of app chains, and we sort of have another sort of, call it, blue chip project like DYDX come into the space, that's going to be even more necessary. They're going to have those requirements like, you know, a reliable sort of rail to something like, you know, a USDC. And so that's obviously key. So I guess as we sort of think about, you know, the future, I actually do want to ask this question of how, you know, USDC does enable these new applications to be developed, right? So how do you think this will bring kind of more users overall, you know, any novel use cases that you're looking forward to? This is a question for everybody, you know, so please jump in. But we do really look at this as sort of the starting point for obviously something much greater.
Yeah, I'd like to hop in. Like, similar to what you're saying, all these 50 plus chains are kind of looking for this solution, essentially jerry-rigging like a part-time solution until these major stablecoins can enter the market. And, you know, again, like coincidentally, these two, Tether and USDC, both coming around the same month, is just going to be amazing for the ecosystem. But on top of that, the apps building can finally have this confidence to go further. Maybe like not necessarily having to rate limit things, or not necessarily having to have caps on certain things because there's more confidence in these stables. On top of that, I'm kind of curious, how does RSI, like obviously Noble will be biased for USDC and Circle for USDC, but since Kava and Tether aren't in here, I'm curious, like, what is your guys' perspective on their entrance into this ecosystem at the same time?
Does somebody want to take that? Or I like the little kind of pivot there, but anybody want to take that, or
I think it's obvious, like DYDX is coming in and is going to favor USDC, given that all their users love using USDC. So where do we see that competition from Tether coming in? Or if you guys think that's going to be much competition or not, obviously they're going in heavy. They have their Kava Rise program. They're incentivizing hundreds of thousands of dollars a month. I don't know the exact numbers, but it's they're definitely backing it as much as they can.
Yeah, and I think from our perspective, it'll be really interesting to understand sort of how the UX plays out around a lot of this. I mean, from very much day one, Noble has been built to maximize sort of the utility of IBC and, making sure that we're kind of growing that IBC pie, if you will, because we really do see that as, the heart of Cosmos, if you will. But obviously it's, good for Cosmos to have, more assets. At the end of the day, Noble was sort of purpose built for this use case, but also prioritizing sort of, stability and security from our perspective. At the end of the day, I mean, diversity is always good. I think the way that the market sort of shakes out should be in a very open, sort of transparent, free manner. That's just a personal perspective. But that's for us. I'd love to hear kind of from others' kind of perspective, what this kind of entails.
I think it's pretty healthy for an ecosystem to have diversity in stablecoins. But USDC is, at least in the US, the one that's most well known, is the one that's most trusted. And I think a lot of Cosmos chains are in a position where they started building maybe for crypto natives, and now they're starting to branch out, especially with the launch of DYDX. Everyone thinks the ecosystem is going to grow and get bigger. And now we need to start attracting users from the mainstream and, I guess normies, if you will, right? And for them, something like USDC is very important because they just view it as being safe, considering what has happened recently, a year ago with other stable coins. So that's I think where it's most important is bringing in more mainstream users.
I also think one significant benefit to USDC is the CCTP, and I don't think Tether offers this, right? And for an interoperable ecosystem, not just like Cosmos, but greater crypto ecosystem, that CCTP is going to be the magic maker. So people can just hop over seamlessly from Avalanche or Solana or Aptos or wherever they want to come from, right? And that's definitely not offered over there right now, I believe.
No, you actually read my mind here, and I was actually going to bring that up and kind of toss it over to the Circle folks. CCTP definitely is a unique engineering product effort, right?
Do we have a timeline on that, Elena?
Yep, just stay tuned. But there will be some updates. Thank you.
Where's the alpha, Yelena? You got to feed us.
Okay. All right. Well, I'd love to kind of hear from the Circle folks. Or if you guys, are open, obviously the CCTP kind of piece that's been previously discussed publicly, obviously, for a while, and it is live on some chains already. What is CCTP? How does it, why is it unique? Why is it important? Why should we be excited?
Yeah, I feel like Aaron already gave most of the pitch, but it matches how we think about, breaking down silos of liquidity between chains and making a better, at the end of the day, better developer experience, better user experience for moving liquidity between these different ecosystems. And obviously, we've seen a ton of different protocols and teams that are aiming to solve this same challenge. But we think that from an asset issuer perspective, we have a capability to enable essentially more secure and more capital efficient bridging between these better these ecosystems, and therefore just continue to drive better experiences. So like Yelena said, there's no timeline that we can share right now, but it is something that's in the works and that we're very excited about. And the goal being that, yeah, we have better facilitation of liquidity. And for developers, our pitch is that we want people to build around USDC, not just because of the security offered by Circle and the the dollar reserves that we hold, but because it actually is a better experience and you can build kind of more powerful applications on top of this shared liquidity layer that's for Cosmos, but also for the entire crypto space.
Awesome. Couldn't have said it better myself. I'd actually, I guess like from the DYDX perspective, I mean, this migration that you're all about to or that you're in the process, obviously, of kind of doing to V4 to Cosmos. Would love to understand actually from your all perspective, like how you see sort of USDC kind of migrating, but also like other assets. Like, has this been sort of that's been something that's been challenging? So, you know, speaking of capital efficiency, how are y'all thinking about that?
Yeah, definitely. So obviously, we've kind of staked everything on building on Cosmos at this point. But from a user experience standpoint, we need some sort of stable coin to serve as collateral for the exchange since we offer derivatives. So yeah, in full transparency, we were looking at USDT, we were looking at USDC, potentially all the alternatives. Obviously, these two stable coins are the most present and top of mind because they're the most reliable. But yeah, just the news that Noble is launching this on native USDC is like, it's huge for us because we need to know exactly where the stablecoins are coming from, and users need to know, like, how can I trade on Cosmos given that you've built this new product? And the user experience doesn't have to fundamentally change. So yeah, on balance, like, we've been talking during this entire Twitter space about more stable coins being present in Cosmos natively. That we think that's a good win for the ecosystem as a whole, and we'll see how this continues to develop. Maybe one day DYDX offers cross-collateralization, so we offer USDT compatibility as well. For now, we're launching with just USDC as the native collateral for the exchange. But yeah, we're always watching. We'll see what happens and what our users demand.
Nathan, I have a question for you. What would have happened if both USDC and USDT had not launched and there was no timeline in sight of that? Like, what would you guys, have just delayed or just not gone through with the migration?
Who knows? That's a question that thankfully
just a fat
did not
bet.
Have to answer. luckily, we knew that this Noble stuff was in the works. We'd also talked to Kava as well about USDT. We knew that we were going to go with one or the other. It was just a question of what was available to us. Obviously, we've used USDC historically. We have a good relationship with Circle as well, and we would have liked to stay that way. And we're very happy to see that this all worked out and that this is happening in time for our launch.
I love it. I love it. You know, Aaron, there's always multiple potentialities, but, you know, not having Tether or USDC available for the transition would have been quite the Black Swan event or something like this. I'm actually, Nathan, I'd actually love to understand or, you know, bring it up, you know, for the users, because obviously I'm aware, but how do you see users going from Ethereum to DYDX? Like, you know, the specifics, right? So, you know, make it super simple, you know, explain like I'm five. I have $100 of USDC on Ethereum. You know, I've been watching, I've been excited for V4. Like what happens next?
Yeah, I mean, fundamentally, we have a lot of information coming out over the next few weeks about different product integrations and partners that we've worked with to explain like what onboarding really looks like. But when it comes to our open source code, fundamentally, not too much is going to change. What we've basically built allows you to connect any wallet of your choosing to DYDX V4. So whether you want to keep using MetaMask because that's the product experience you enjoy, whether you want to use a Cosmos native wallet, from a trader experience, most traders that are trading perps are probably chain agnostic. What they care most about is there good liquidity on the exchange? Is it easy to find trading pairs? Is the product experience on par with the centralized exchange where there aren't latency issues? So for the most part, if you have $100 and you want to trade on DYDX, you can just use the wallet of your choosing. And now with Noble having USDC native on Cosmos, it just makes your life a lot easier to access collateral now. So yeah, I would stay tuned for, we have literally blog posts coming out this week about different aspects of the onboarding flow, but, over the next few weeks, and as we continue to ship open source code, you'll learn more and more about our onboarding flow.
Awesome. Excited for that blog post. All right. So it's 6:30, Eastern Standard. We want to, open up to the floor for a bit of a Q&A. And so please, you know, feel free to raise your hand, ask a question. If anybody else kind of has, you know, any remarks, anything that they, you know, some alpha or anything they want to share. Actually, maybe before we go to the floor. I just thought of something. Speaking of kind of routes and you know, cross-chain communication and CCTP, James or Sam or both, curious, like, how do you guys see actually see CCTP like being used, like from Circle's perspective? You know, obviously we just asked Nathan, but like, where do you guys see like the biggest sort of routes? Yeah, like how do you actually see CCTP working in the wild? If, let's say, theoretically, you know, we had a route to Cosmos.
Yeah, I mean, well, so far we have CCTP live on, I believe, four chains. So that's Ethereum, Avalanche, Arbitrum, and Optimism. And yeah, there's a couple different ways that you can interact with CCTP. So first, it's entirely permissionless. So you as a developer, you as a user can interact with the contract itself to first burn USDC on one chain and then essentially get USDC on your destination chain. But we're also working with a ton of different partners in the ecosystem to integrate with CCTP and essentially offer different developer experience on top. So we're not necessarily trying to compete with any of those platforms. We just want CCTP to be the primary way of moving USDC across chain. And there's a whole number of things that people can do with this kind of this primitive of moving USDC, and we're really excited to continue to see like a lot of different use cases around trading, but also just you know, really starting to explore a much larger design space. You know, as the ecosystem matures and there's more and more chains, this interoperability is obviously necessary both in Cosmos, which is already well served by IBC, but also between Cosmos and other ecosystems. So we're excited to just see where that goes and have that be more readily available by any developer and user that's looking for it.
Amazing. I love it. All right. Super exciting. Okay. Well, we have a couple of people on stage with us to ask some questions, give their comments. Why don't we start with Curious Jay?
Hi, guys. Thanks. Love the space, by the way. Quick question. So now that Noble USDC will be native, does anybody have any idea of if or when Coinbase will also implement this, where it will be able to transfer native USDC, you know, from Noble to Coinbase and back and forth?
Yeah, great question. Really, really important question. So I don't have anything like officially to share, but I'm sure, as you know, there is a sort of I don't know if James or Sam can speak to this, but sort of a legacy sort of part of Coin. So we've really with that team to make this happen. Nothing confirmed, but that is something that we're most so actually working with kind of entity like Circle that has many different like business units and many can really like leverage, you know, getting Coinbase support, right? Their kind of existing partnership. So definitely something that is, you know, optimistic for, but so I think the thing is, you know, we're going to see USDC, or I mean, USDC is already live. We're going to see an uptick in sort of usage. We're going to, obviously, we're all preparing for the DYDX migration, and sort of with that and with that activity, you know, we're going to, you know, hopefully see kind of adoption kind of on the exchange side as well. But I don't know if anybody from the Circle side has anything to kind of like give insight on like how these things happen or like how they, you know, prioritize like these exchanges like Coinbase.
Yeah, all I'll say is that, yeah, don't have anything specific to share on Coinbase, but I would just say that just as we're seeking to expand USDC across different chains and different ecosystems, we're trying to do the same for different platforms, whether they're centralized exchanges, whether they're more like Web2 platforms or even like more financial use cases. And you know, we have a large part of our company that's really focused on making USDC, bringing USDC more into, you know, different use cases and just having, you know, greater stablecoin usage overall. And so, yeah, we're really, you know, we're pushing on that pretty hard, and we're hoping to have more exciting announcements to share on that in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, great question. And straight to the point. I love the ecosystem. We're always very straight to the point. Okay, so maybe Joe Tonzala, yeah. You feel free.
Thank
to
you,
ask.
Thank you. Actually, that was a great question. I was wondering the same thing when we can be able to move USDC to Coinbase, and it kind of made me think of the question of like, what exactly does native mean, and You know, is there native Ethereum on Coinbase right now? Is that what it is? And also, what is the risk for us it going through Noble to make it native on Cosmos?
All right, I'll jump in, but this is a question for everyone. I'm playing double duty, both moderator and panelist. I love it. So in the context of Noble and sort of issuance that happens on Noble, obviously, just like any other sort of Cosmos chain, any other layer one, at the end of the day, you're trusting the validator set and you're trusting the security of the Noble chain, when it comes to sort of the passing of tokens that sort of either, you know, kind of are issued and minted on Noble or that Noble routes. And so the security guarantees for Noble are really important to us. Right now, we do have a mainnet with a proof of authority validator set, that is definitely not the end sort of state of the security of the Noble chain. We will be actually leveraging shared security from the Cosmos Hub. So right now in Cosmos, we look at Atom and the Cosmos Hub as the sort of most safe, secure, sort of minimalistic, reliable sort of chain when it comes to security services. And so for that reason, you know, we're very much excited to leverage the Atom security. It has a relatively high kind of market cap compared to all other Cosmos chains. And so that is in the works. So we will be leveraging Atom security in the future. So the much higher sort of cost, much higher guarantee of security in the future in terms of sort of any potential vulnerabilities, right? If you do a two-thirds sort of attack or whatever, you're looking at a multi-billion market cap. It's pretty hard to kind of put together multi-billion dollars worth of stake to sort of, you know, corrupt the chain. You know, again, Atom has like a very long legacy of being a very stable sort of reliable chain from a security perspective. So we're pretty excited for that. I hope that answered your question from the Noble perspective. I don't know if anybody has any thoughts on sort of what native means and kind of the terminology or sort of the nuances there, but that's also a great question.
I think he also meant, sorry for interrupting, but I think he also meant in terms of redemption as well. So if regular retail on Cosmos were to redeem one USDC for one US dollar, how would they do it?
Yeah, so I can take that. So first of all, like when we think about native stablecoins, we very much mean, right, this ability to issue the ability to create USDC from US dollars, right? So the way that we do that today is that we accept wires and other fiat transactions from our customers, and then we're able to mint USDC on any chain that the user is looking for. So a couple just notes to keep in mind. So one, Circle faces primarily business customers and primarily, people who are already kind of involved in the distribution of liquidity, a number of market makers, et cetera, exchanges. And so we're working a little bit on the more wholesale distribution side. We don't have retail customers ourselves. So for the retail access, which I think was your question around how does a user redeem, you know, one USDC, it's usually working with one of our a number of our partners that essentially allows you to off-ramp it. And what they're doing behind the scenes is they're using Circle and our infrastructure to go back and forth between the crypto and the fiat world.
Got it. Thank you so much.
All right. We have West Cons also in this space. So feel free to ask your question.
Hey, y'all. Frank here. So it actually dovetails nicely with that discussion of kind of what native means. Maybe I'll ask this more for the application folks here. With kind of the USDC native model in Cosmos having that CCTP sort of connected bridge and built under the same roof, and then the Kava model. And Aaron, I don't know, you broke the ice, so I'll go ahead and bring Kava back up and USDT. How are y'all thinking about sort of the security models there? Because obviously that's, you know, relying on Stargate there. Like thinking about, you know, the end users who may or may not, you know, even have any knowledge of what the underlying infrastructure there is. How are y'all thinking about those native monikers and sort of the security that users are going to be relying on? Aaron, DYDX folks, maybe one of you?
Oh, was that a question for me?
Yeah, I'm thinking for kind of the application folks, like how are you thinking about these two different.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought you were directing that at Yelena. On the Osmosis end, let's say USDC, we have these other versions of USDC, right? Whether it's like the Axelar bridged, and potentially even other USDCs coming from these other ecosystems like Solana, because now that Wormhole is bringing over Solana assets. You know, there can be the stable swap pools, there can be the transmitter pools, and essentially these pools allow these USDCs or just any assets that are like assets, like alternative Bitcoin assets, they can sit in the pool together, and that way the pool is not fragmented. But at the same time, these pools can have rate limiting on the assets themselves. So this offers some security, similar to like bridge rate limits. There'll be asset rate limits within the pools themselves. That way, for example, if one of them is corrupted, then not the whole pool gets corrupted. I don't know if that answers your question.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely helpful. I was kind of thinking more in a compare contrast on the USDT, sort of what native means there and what it means for USDC with Noble.
What, like native on Osmosis?
Yeah, well, so like the native in Cosmos USDT.
Yes.
Arrived over Stargate via Kava, and then sort of the Noble model, you know, with CCTPs, you know, how y'all are thinking about these two different native monikers and security models.
I don't think this is like something that's like people are questioning, right? It's just, you know, what's issued by Noble, the USDC, that is the native USDC for the Cosmos ecosystem, right? And then what's issued by the Tether issued by Kava is the native Tether for the entire ecosystem. And it's just essentially any IBC chain or Cosmos-based chain that has this issuance gets the native kind of name, right?
The thing that, and maybe someone can hop in here, though, there is like a bit of a different sort of mechanism for how Kava issues Tether. So they, yes, speaking to Frank, but I think he referenced Stargate. So that's the layer zero bridge. I'm pretty sure you have to stake the Stargate token, and then you can like mint native USDC on Kava. So there is this like EVM, call it bridge, that sort of enables like the minting of USDT from a user perspective. So like very different model than something like CCTP. But yeah, curious, Jay, do you want to hop in?
I was just going to say,
oh, sorry, go ahead.
I see Jack here, and he's like the IBZ expert. I'm sure he can outline the differences between layer zero, CCTP, and IBC, and kind of break down, the differences here. But I thought it was natively issued USDT on Kava, and then using layer zero to bridge to other EVM chains. I wasn't aware that they issued natively using layer zero. And from my understanding of layer zero, it's that they chose, you have the option to choose the oracles, which they choose, a centralized one like Google, but you have optional oracles to choose from. Anyways, yeah, if Jack wants to chime in on this, that'll be great.
Yeah, we're actually just approaching time, and I think this would take a very long time to actually fully flesh out. But it is a very important discussion, right? Like on the back end, sort of understanding the infrastructure, it's not as kind of straightforward as, oh, well, it's just the native asset. There is, plumbing and sort of, infrastructure that underpins a lot of this. Sorry, yeah, James?
Yeah, I mean, I was going to touch quickly on how I see this. Like, I think when you're using one of these native stablecoins in Cosmos, you're essentially trusting two parties. You're trusting the issuer, in which, for USDC, that's Circle. And then you're trusting the chain where the token is issued from. And I can talk quickly about why we thought that Noble was like the right foundation for USDC. I think Yelena touched on it already with some of the conversation around interchain security. But ultimately, we care about maximizing really two things. One is reach, right, and distribution. And then the other is security of the asset itself. And we thought that by partnering with Noble and leveraging the security from the Atom token and the Cosmos Hub, you're able to do both of those things. And so for us, it was a very easy choice because that kind of ticked the box for both of the major characteristics that we care about. And then when users are using USDC, you know, you're essentially taking a bet on those same two things. So we believe, you know, the deployment strategy around USDC is the way to maximize user trust and security, which is very much the brand of USDC and something that we have to kind of maintain at all costs. And so, yeah, well, that hopefully that helps to think about the differences. I mean, from what I understand about USDT on Kava, it's the same. It's as you said, it's natively issued on Kava and then bridged over via IBC.
That's helpful. And thanks for rectifying my misunderstanding there.
Awesome. Well, all right. We went a couple of minutes over time, but all good because really great discussion. I think we're gonna call it here. So thank you everybody for joining. We hope to do another one of these Twitter spaces, potentially hosted by Circle in the future. And so kind of having a wider audience thank you, DYDX. Thank you, Nathan. That was unexpected. Nice. That's fabulous. All right. Thanks everyone. You know, let's go Cosmos season and see some of you in Turkey. And thanks for joining. Have a good evening, guys. Bye-bye.
Right. See you, everyone.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom over impossible loss. It's all moss and I'm liking the odds. Fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, yo, the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage like this shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight and all these Maybellines, they call it implausible when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats tearing apart your community, all these low hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10 stargazing after the siege, commanding all the management to grab a few seats. And then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats. And if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served.
Terra Spaces.